We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 53rd chapter, the 11th Pasuk. The Mitzuda over here gives an interesting interpretation that's different than Rashi. Rashi had said on the previous Pasuk, V'Hashem Chafetz Dako Echeli, Hashem has chosen to make the Jewish people throughout their exile undergo these great challenges. Im tasim Hashem nafsho. And Hashem says, if they are dedicated and willingly, they dedicate themselves to their responsibilities in spite of the challenges that the Jews undergo, yirei zera yarich yamim. They will see a continuation, they will see longevity. And they will also see how they have the will of Hashem with them and they have success. That was Rashi's explanation. The Mitzuda writes, Im tasim Hashem nafsho. So the Mitzuda says, the Navi is responding to the non-Jews claim that they said maybe the Jews are suffering because they chose incorrectly. Maybe Hashem has caused the Jews to suffer as an atonement for the non-Jews. And to that, Yeshaya is responding, V'Hashem chafetz dako hechli. Hashem chose. It is a divine decree that we would undergo the suffering we underwent in the exile. In tasim Hashem nafsho, it is not as an atonement for the non-Jews, for the pagans, but rather this is a challenge for the Jewish people. Will they be able to undergo these trying periods of history and hold on to their connection to Hashem? So Mitzuda learns this is an answer and this is a deflection of the claim that our suffering is either because we made a mistake, or because we're supposed to undergo the suffering on behalf of the pagan world. So now we move on to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Me'amal nafsho yireh yisma. The Jewish people throughout history were diligent workers. Me'amal nafsho yireh yisma. From the toil of their soul, that they were willing to work hard. That is where they attained their satiation from. Bidato yatzdik tzadik avdi larabim. In their judgments, they were always honest. Bidato yatzdik tzadik. As they analyzed and they were asked to give judgment, the Jewish people always tried to give honest and fair judgment. Bedato yatzdik tzadik. They found the righteous righteous. Avdi larabim. They are my servant. They're supposed to represent me to the masses. Bavonotam hu yisbol. And the way the righteous go, they had to put up with other people's faults. Va'avonotam hu yisbol. And they were willing to undergo this suffering, even though they were surrounded by pagans who were transgressful. And so even though they were outnumbered, larabim, they faced off the masses. Throughout Jewish history, the Jews were in the minority. And not only in the minority, but the oppressed minority. Nonetheless, he is still avdi. That is the claim of the pasuk. They are diligent workers. Their success comes from their own hard work. Me'amal nafsho. Bid'ato yatzdik tzadik. In the face of oppression, they are still honest. Avdi. They remain Hashem's faithful servant, larabim. Even though they have to face off the masses that outnumber them, and they disagree with them. Va'avonotam, and even though the masses are transgressful, And they're taunting the Jew repeatedly. Why are you in the minority? Why are you suffering if you think you're right? Hu yisbol. The Jew put up with it. Lachen achalek lo v'rabim. Is there bon shalolam? There will come a time where the Jewish people will again be given their portion among the masses. And they will divide the loot among the great giants, the great victors. The question is always in history, where do you gauge history? When Stalin was on top, so Stalin said, you see, I'm victorious. When Hitler was on top, so Hitler said, you see, I'm victorious. It's always tempting to look at history and look at a specific moment and say that moment reflects where the victor lies, when in fact we know history is a bunch of ups and downs. Different people had their golden era and then they disappeared. So today we don't live in fear of the Roman Empire. But there was a time when the Roman Empire seemed invincible and everyone was sure they were the empire that would last forever. We are taught repeatedly in the Navi, and this is spelled out in the book of Daniel, that ultimately there will become an empire that will be invincible, that will be eternal. That's the concept of Mashiach. The Navi now is saying there will be a long period of suffering the Jewish people will undergo. That's the period that we had from the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash onward. This Nevuah that was written still in the period of the first Beit HaMikdash, half a millennium earlier, describes how the Jewish people would have to deal with the masses looking down at them. But the Navi says, ultimately, I will give them their portion, they will be counted among the greats, among the giants. Tachat asher he'era lamavet nafsho. Because the Jewish people were dedicated to Hashem, they held on. As time went on and persecutions grew grave, the Jewish people nonetheless held on. He'era lamavet nafsho. They were willing to give up their life al kiddush Hashem. There were many years that I wondered why a Jew would do that. Why give up your life al kiddush Hashem? You're ending something. And the Navi is telling us, no, you're continuing something. The Jewish insistence not to give up on their faith, that Jewish insistence is what held the Jewish people. And when a Jew says, I'm not giving up, even in the face of death, then that Jew makes a declaration for all Jews. The concept of Kiddush Hashem is one that applies classically in the presence of the masses, but also in one's own private home. The classical concept of Kiddush Hashem is that 10 other Jews see that this Jew is not willing to give in. So, He'era l'mavet nafsho, the Jewish people repeatedly insisted they're not giving up, even in the face of death. Ve'et poshim nimna. Now, one of the difficult things when you do something right is when everyone says you've done something wrong. And that's what the Jewish people had to put up with.
Still put up with that.
Still put up with that, right? Till today. Ve'et poshim nimna. We are described as the sinners. Ve'hu chet rabim nasa ve'la poshim yafgiham. And even though he has to put up with their iniquity, nonetheless, he continues beseeching Hashem of a good world, and ultimately the world benefits from the Jews' prayers. And his prayers to benefit the world ultimately help even those who are wanton, even those who are willful and rebellious in their ways. The Metzuda gives another interpretation. The Jew finds himself repeatedly begging for mercy from the one who is most rebellious against the Creator. You have people who are poshim, they're criminals. And yet the Jew finds himself at their mercy. And he finds himself begging them for mercy. And that, the Metzuda says, is the description of la poshim yafgiya. Here the question is, What is the word yafgiyah? Who is it referring to? Yafgiyah means to plead. Rashi learns it means we plead, we beseech our Creator on behalf of the world. And so when Hashem gives a blessing to the world, everyone benefits. The Metzuda learns that it's referring to us beseeching those who were actually harming us. That poshim, those who were criminals, yafgiyah, the Jew finds himself pleading with them for mercy. And again, that's been our history. And with that, the Navi concludes this section, the description of how we would suffer, but we would come out of it on top. And that's the famous prophecy we've been learning the last few weeks. Yaskil Avdi, the idea that Hashem's servant will ultimately succeed, whether it's a reference to the Mashiach or the Jewish people. And now we turn into one of the most famous prophecies, the prophecies of how Jerusalem will again rejoice. We read this in the Shiva de Nechemta. We read this as one of the seven prophecies of comfort that follow Tisha B'Av. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up here next time. Yes.